dime. Take me out in a wonderland.
Barminho não cheque pra fal, tenho caiu e lá por fal.
This is KWMR, Point Reyes Station. Coming up next is Epicenter. I'm Lyons Filmer, and I will be hosting Lila June Johnston, Anna Perez, and Nancy Bertelson. Please stay with us. KWMR is supported by our listener members and by Marin Symphony, providing live classical music programs performed by a professional orchestra at the Marin Center every fall through spring. Information about subscriptions and single tickets available by calling the administrative office Monday through Friday at 415-479-8100 or going online to marinsymphony.org. And KWMR is supported by McNear's Theater, McNear's Mystic Theater and Music Hall in downtown Petaluma, hosting concerts with national touring bands and local events in an historic theater, offering food and drinks at McNear's Saloon and Dining House. Space available for private parties. More information and a calendar of events available at 707-765-2121 or online at mystictheater.com. And KWMR is also underwritten by the West Marin Review, an award-winning fine art and literary journal featuring prose, poetry, and art from West Marin and beyond. The 2018 review is in bookstores now, online at westmarinreview.org. It's KWMR, Point Reyes Station. Please stay tuned for Epicenter. This is Epicenter on KWMR. We're here every Monday through Thursday at 5 o'clock with topics, a wide array of community affairs for our local watersheds. I'm your host today, Lyons Filmer, and in the studio with me today are three Mesa Refuge residents, Refuge for Activists. They're here January 5th through 18th. This is an invitational residency. Anna Cecilia Perez, Nancy Bertelson, and Lila June Johnston are here in the studio with me. Thank you, each one of you, for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we have three wonderful activists with barely 20 minutes, really, to talk to you. So let's jump into it. As I read through your bios from Mesa Refuge, I see that community organizing is pretty much the through thread here, which makes a lot of sense. Anna, I see that you are working on racial equity training, transformational organizational change, building collaboration rooted in equity and community empowerment. And this period of time, I understand, at the Mesa is you're working on a Latino leadership training program.
You know, actually, I finished that, so I know. So I've been more reflecting on the things that matter in the way that we humans communicate with each other and all the many ways that power and privilege gets in the way. So I've been reflecting on things like, what does it take for us to bridge that divide? What does it mean for a white woman like yourself and myself, a Native Latina woman, to be able to find our way and find our heart so that we can heal the planet? So I've been in deep reflection about those things.
Anything you can tell us yet on conclusions or directions of action?
you know, courage, knowing yourself, knowing your heart, and being willing to reach across the divide. I think that's the most important thing.
And I'm going to guess that for all three of you, that's a really important piece, being willing to reach across the divide.
Yes.
And that can be very scary for folks.
Yeah, I think being half Native American and half European, I've had to reach across divides both outside myself and inside myself. But yeah, it's characterized a lot of my life.
Lila June Johnston, you have Navajo, Cheyenne, and European lineages. What was that like for you growing up? Well, let me say, where did you grow up, and how did that mixed background? That's a long answer, I'm sure. Sorry.
Do we have a week or
yeah.
month
yeah.
or year?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I was born in Santa Fe, New Mexico, raised mostly in Taos, New Mexico, but also Durango, Colorado, Prescott, Crestone, Flagstaff, and Phoenix. Moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. Spent my undergrad here in California for 6 years. But yeah, I think just growing up... It was a lot about finding love for myself because as a Native person, you're taught to hate yourself, that you're savage, backwards, and inferior. Mm-hmm. And as a white person, you're also taught to hate yourself, that you've carried a legacy of colonization and slavery and genocide. So I had to really find the beauty in both of my strands of my identity and love my indigenous self, to see that my ancestors were very sophisticated, very civilized, and very advanced. And I had to look into my European side and see that, yes, there was a lot of violence committed on this land, but it's a result of the witch burnings, it's a result of the Roman occupation, it's a result of the Inquisition, and a huge, what I call like a pressure cooker of torture that Europe went through for about two millennia to give rise to these kinds of attitudes.
And according to the bio, you're working on developing a community-based summer school for the Diné peoples, teaching
yeah.
traditional ecological knowledge.
Yeah, that's my mom's tribe, Diné, also incorrectly known as Navajo. And we created a summer school that was built of, for, and by the people. So we had about 30 Diné community members craft this curriculum on their own. And I just kind of herded all the cats and got everyone together. And we created a 1 month summer school that was based on four units. It was called the Four World Summer School, in accordance with our creation story of moving through four worlds. And the first unit was philosophy and kinship. The second unit was clothing, moccasins, weaving, also sheepskin tanning. The second unit, the third unit, was food and land, so land restoration, traditional foods, traditional culinary arts. And the fourth capstone unit was architecture, and we built a hogan at the base of our eastern sacred mountain.
And is this summer school for Diné or anybody who wants to show up and learn?
This go around, we restricted it to Diné students for the most part. Every now and then we had exceptions, but we wanted to get on our feet first before we open the school up. But I would love to eventually open the school up once we're more solidified and mm-hmm. together, because I think if we're not going to teach the world how to live, then we're being stingy with our knowledge, especially at a time where we're on the precipice of human extinction.
Yeah.
Oh.
My heart is beating faster. Oh, wow. Yeah. Nancy Bertelsen, I know you from this community. Mm-hmm. And for people who may not know you, let's say Sonoma Institute, Dance Palace, Gallery Route 1, Latino Photography Project. What would you like in a little capsule for people to know about you?
Well, I actually, I've been writing a little bit here at Mesa and reflecting back. It's been a lifetime thing for me of not liking to see people separated out, you know, not known, not seen. I think I felt that way as a small child. I felt sort of invisible and odd. And I kind of recognized my own xenophobia some years ago after Amnesty, when suddenly there were Latinos in town that I hadn't known were here. And I didn't like seeing that in myself. And I felt this urgency to get to know these new, well, some of them were not new. They'd been here for years, but in hiding. So when the opportunity came up to extend Gallery One to include the Latino community in some kind of collaborative, creative project, this woman, Lucilena Castro, showed up, and we started the project. And it grew a lot of different branches to bring Latinos and Anglos together in celebration, in conversation, in panels, in newspaper, radio, you know, so that the Latino people came to be more and more visible, heard, part of the community. And out of that, Socorro and Maria Nigel brought in Ana Perez to start Abrienda Caminos. And all the first trainings, all the photographers from previous years, they were like half the participants. So it was a dream come true for me to have the next level show up, led by Latinas. Yeah. And it was about more than, well, it's the next level. After you feel like you're here, you belong, you have a space to create and express yourself, then how do you organize? How do you actually organize yourself to effect change? And Ana and Maria and Socorro, led by Ana, yeah, have been doing trainings for the last 3 years. So
it's a beautiful,
I'm speaking
program
for you, Ana.
And your work while you're here at Mesa Refuge, Nancy, bridging that art can offer across differences in culture and language.
Yeah.
Talk about that just a tiny bit.
Well, I've often thought, wouldn't it be nice if this was like a germinated seed? And, you know, you hear about pain and struggle and anguish and hate, you know, developing these communities where there's a sudden influx of immigrants from another, fleeing from their homeland, mm-hmm, by things our country has done to the homeland in many instances, and then being vilified and treated badly. I hate that. And there's something about a photograph showing the inside life of a family that, like, made that family visible, palpable, lovable, relatable, you know, like, they love their children and each other just like our families do. And that I'd like to see that model be adopted in other community centers and other, mm-hmm, communities where there's a lot of alienation.
This is KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. The program is Epicenter. I'm Lyons Filmer, hosting this evening. Ana Perez, Lila June Johnston, and Nancy Bertelsen are here in the studio with me. Refuge for Activists, this invitational residency that these three women are making good use of, I'm quite sure. How is the day for you, a day at Mesa Refuge?
Lila June has brought in a beautiful practice to formalize praying. So the days have begun with this beautiful standing out in this beautiful land and expressing our gratitude for being alive and for every breath that heals us and for the presence and heart that we feel here. And then just to ask Creator to bring forward what needs to be brought, and trusting and believing that the force for healing, Creator, God, however you want to name that beautiful force, will come through. And so we have been standing in prayer every morning and watching the sunrise.
Oh.
And then our day unfolds as energy moves us.
Mm. Yeah.
Lila June, what do you want to add to that?
Well, I don't know. Just that I think that I came into the Mesa Refuge like really gung-ho, like, I'm going to do all this stuff. Blah, blah, blah. And as I'm moving into it, we do our sunrise prayers, and then I do a midday prayer and a dusk prayer just to tie my day together with prayer. And with offerings of our cornmeal, as my Dene grandmothers did. But I'm also finding that, 2017 was incredibly challenging for me. A lot happened. Finished my master's degree, was traveling pretty much every week somewhere to do some kind of music or speaking thing. And as I'm sitting here in Mesa Refuge, I'm just realizing how deeply tired I am. And this morning, like, I was like, okay, I'm going to finish this song. And then I just, my body got so heavy. So I just slept for another couple hours. But that hibernation and that willingness to give myself space to rest has actually been really pregnant with creativity. And I've almost wrapped up a song that I'm writing for Emergence magazine, which is local in Inverness, and this is all a song about time and ancestry and descendants and being time travelers in a way that the way we live our life will echo into the future in a way that sustains and nourishes children that we don't even know the names of yet.
Nancy Bertelsen, how's your day?
I'm going to spare you the details of losing my my iPhone dying and having to have a little text email implosion. And so that is now handled. But in between, I also have napped at times. And I feel like I've been sort of circling above journaling, reading writings that I've brought with me to string together in a continuous, like a long poem on water, on earth, on air. I'm finding things and wanting to hone something that's givable. You know, they're all in rough states right now, so. But the circling is trying to find that angle of dropping down in and launching that, so that it's not more dead writing, not more sort of labored writing, but alive. It's like I think of an osprey dropping into the bay to grab a fish, that strike.
Well, I'd love to hear you each talk more about this notion, as you said, Ana Perez, trusting. We're so busy sometimes. Yeah. We certainly, this culture in the United States of America is terribly busy, and rushing around and accomplishing, having a really huge to-do list and getting stuff done, is so encouraged and seems like sometimes the only thing that we get praise for. And for me, the slowing down, having that nap, where a lot of good stuff is happening, resting the brain so it can, the body, so it can come do that work. Do you find that trusting your process?
Yes. And I'll tell you, there's
Mama Bear, Baby Bear, Papa Bear.
I'm here in this place.
Hard, medium, tough.
I'm a white lady here in this place with these two treasures on the earth and born into cultures that have suffered a lot but are connected to the earth. And it's in the field. And I'm feeling all my Anglo-angularity softening and this trust of flow. And I have tears coming up a lot through the day, and they're not falling down my cheeks, but I'm just walking around with this tender gratitude, and it's grief and joy at the same time. And I've never had a time like this in my life, and I'm just astounded and almost undone by it.
You know, a new time is being born, and it's that time of the fluttering heart and the seeing through all the mess, right, to who we really are. And, that feeling of just being open. And here we have a white woman who is, a few years older than me, and a younger woman who's a few younger years than me, and
Let's say grandmother, mother, and daughter. Pretty much. I would have been a young mother, but...
You know, and we're finding the rhythm of our hearts. And we're seeing the true spirits that are and inhabit each of our bodies. And we are allowing space for each of us to be however we need to be. And that's a beautiful gift. And in that is also, you know, all these amazing ideas. You know, I've written more than I've written in the last 2 days than I have in the last 5 years because I finally have the time.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I have 3 essays and 3 poems and just, you know, spirit is flowing. It's like a steady, rushing stream. And and I think the energy of these two beautiful souls is really helping and inspiring me and holding me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Nancy being very connected to her Scandinavian roots has been inspiring to me. And when we were praying this morning, her prayers were so just, you could feel all those ancestors. And I was very moved. And myself being, you know, regarded as an Indigenous rights activist, an Indigenous voice for Turtle Island after Standing Rock and different things, you know, I actually do have European ancestry, and a lot of Native Americans actually do, but I'm just one of the ones who will admit it. And so I'm also Scandinavian, you know, so connecting with Nancy as an elder has been really quite wonderful and quite beautiful to learn what little I could from Sweden and the lineages of those lands. But also I just would say in terms of trust, I was told a parable that really helped me, a modern-day parable, which was there once was a young woman going to Berkeley, you know, college, and she was a perfectionist, and she wanted to write the best essay in the world. And so she sat down to write it, and she wrote it and crumpled it up and threw it away and wrote it again and crumpled it up and threw it away. And she wrote it again and crumpled it up and threw it away. And she was this brilliant, brilliant genius who got into Berkeley. And then by the end of the semester, she flunked all her classes because she wouldn't be satisfied with anything she did. And so she never wrote anything. And that parable was told to me like 6 years ago. And it's really guided me. Just saying, you know what? I'm just going to write a bunch of essays and they're probably going to be mediocre. And that's okay. I'm just going to keep writing because I'd rather write something than nothing at all. Yeah. And then, ironically, they're not mediocre. They're actually quite good because they're written in a space of trust of the self.
Yes.
I'm writing this down. Actually, Bob Haas, Bob Haas's famous line is, "You can't edit nothing."
Spot on.
Yeah.
Well, Lila June Johnston and friends are going to be in conversation and spoken word. No, conversation and spoken word Sunday, January 14th in the afternoon, 3 to 4:30 p.m. Lila June Johnston, tell us about this.
And where will it be? Where is it happening?
It's at Mesa Refuge.
Oh, at Mesa Refuge.
I think it's at the Dance Palace, actually.
Ah. Right, I'm looking.
And it is at 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on January 14th.
Oh, we've got to put
Sunday.
Up the word.
Right?
Yeah, and it's well, the folks here in Point Reyes asked me to do a performance here, and I just said, well, I'm happy to. However, I would love for it to be a fundraiser for local Indigenous projects, because I feel like, you know, we are on occupied territory right now, and we are
Miwok.
Accidentally complicit with the colonization of Miwok lands, cultures, everything. And those of us here who live in Point Reyes, you know, we are beneficiaries of genocide. And I know none of us want to hear that, and none of us want to be a part of that. But at the end of the day, I think since we live here, it is our place to work very, 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 very hard to uplift the people whose lands we're standing on. So if I'm going to do a poetry reading, Point Reyes, it needs to be in service of the local peoples. And so this is a way that we can reverse the legacy of colonization. This is a way that we together can come unified in the name of Miwok peoples. So it's a humble fundraiser, you know. It's just $10 to $50 sliding scale to get in. But I'm going to be sharing my poetry, my music, my my hip hop, and the goal is to give all those proceeds to the Miwok Music Project, which, from what I understand, is led by Sky Road Webb, who's a local Miwok representative, and that will be used to uplift the traditions of those people. And to uplift the Miwok Music Project is really important because, you know, we're uplifting the whole culture when you uplift the music, because the music is encoded with all these principles, all these philosophies, all these understandings that will help guide not only Miwok people, but the whole world. So my prayer is that, you know, through this little fundraiser, we can start reorienting ourselves as residents of Point Reyes and think about how can we live in a way that's accountable to the local peoples of this land. How can we live in a way that that truly is in aligned with our values? And I think there's a way to do it that creates harmony and doesn't displace non-Miwok people, but does set them into a state of service to the original peoples, and in a state of what we call right relations. So that's sort of my prayer with the event on January 14th.
And you're right. It is the Dance Palace, which is at 503 B Street in Point Reyes Station. $10 to $50 sliding scale donation. It's co-presented with Black Mountain Circle and Mesa Refuge Writers Retreat, and is a benefit for the Miwok Music Project at Sound Orchard. You can get more information and register for the event on the Black Mountain Circle website. Black Mountain Circle. Look them up. Lila June Johnston, Sky Road Webb, and Sean Evans. This Sunday, January 14th, 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. We have, like a minute and a half, 2 minutes maybe. What would you like people to know? Are there websites or book titles that you'd like people to know about your work? Ana Perez, let me start with you.
Well, I just had an essay published in The Wandering Song, which is a compilation of Central American writers. It's the first ever written, and it just explores the legacy of U.S. imperialism in my part of the world, and you know, it's a celebration of our cultures. And so if folks are interested in reading that, that's a really good place to start. You know, I just want to send my gratitude to the people of Point Reyes for being so welcoming to all us, all of us, and to the land for hosting us.
Yeah.
And again, where is this published, your essay?
It's The Wandering Song. It's the title of the book, and it's Tia Chucha Press, but it's also found on Amazon.
That's Ana Cecilia Perez. Lila June Johnston, what about you?
I have like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram handles as just Lila June, LYLAJUNE. And I have a website also, sodizin.net, SODIZIN.net, which means prayer and song in my language. And I also just signed on to the Dream Warriors team, which is a team of indigenous musicians and hip-hop artists who go across the country to share our knowledge and our healing, we hope, and it's dreamwarriors.co. So, yeah, that's what I understand as of now.
And tell me what this CD is that you just handed me.
That's just a CD of a bunch of musings that I've created over the years, and I thought maybe you could play it today or tomorrow to get people hyped up for the show on the 14th.
I will look for a spot for it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nancy Bertelson.
I have some poems published here and there. I can't tell you what the volumes are or the names are, but I just wanted to thank Mesa Refuge for the work that they're doing, and that each of us in our rooms, when you open the closet, there are the names of all the people who've stayed there. And
I've heard this.
Van Jones stayed in my room. And I was like, okay. And many others. And it's just such a generous, generative thing they're offering.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nancy Bertelson, Lila June Johnston, Ana Perez. Thank you so much for coming into KWMR.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Lions.
It is my plever and privilege. pleasure and privilege.
Watch out for that privilege word.
As long as it's not white privilege.
We're steeped in it unconsciously.
KWMR privilege. My honor. Honor is a better choice, wouldn't you say? Yeah. You, dear listener, please stay tuned to this honorable station, KWMR. Coming up at 5:30, it's As It Happens from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Epicenter is here every Monday through Thursday, 5 to 5:30 p.m. If you have a topic you'd like us to bring on air, please email katie@kwmr.org.